Last week, Chinese officials used a public event in the country's northwest to sentence 55 people on terrorism and other charges. The official Xinhua news agency said 7,000 people witnessed the mass sentencing at a sports center in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. At least three people were sentenced to death. Others were jailed for murder, separatism, and organizing or taking part in terror groups. At the event, police announced that another 65 people were arrested on similar charges. Li Minghui is the deputy Communist Party chief in Xinjiang's Yili Prefecture. He said the public sentencing showed China's seriousness against what it calls the three evils. The three are terrorism, separatism, and extremism. The central government has announced a year-long campaign to secure the area. The announcement came after an attack last month in the city of Urumqi. 43 people were killed and more than 90 others injured in the violence. It was the latest in a series of attacks in Xinjiang, which is home to the mainly Muslim Uyghur minority group. Many Uyghurs in China often criticize religious and cultural discrimination. The government has promised to crush what it calls the low-level revolution. Following the Urumqi attack, Chinese officials increased their policing of major roads in Xinjiang. In late May, officials seized 1.8 metric tons of bomb-making materials in the Hotan area of southern Xinjiang. Officials say the Hotan suspects planned to fill vehicles with bombs and explode them as they drove through crowds of people. This was the same method used in the Urumqi attack. Exiled Uyghur groups have said that the campaign will only further endanger Uyghur rights and could worsen the situation. 25 years have passed since Chinese officials used force to crush protests in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. One protest leader, Wuar Kaixi, now lives in exile in Taipei. Wuar Kaixi is an ethnic Uyghur. He spoke to VOA about the unrest in Xinjiang.
It's a very sad situation in Xinjiang these days, in my home country. Those are terrorist attacks, when you kill innocent people, bystanders. But I really hope people can see beyond that and then realize this is the last call of a despairing nation, an ethnic group that they are giving up on life.
Wuar Kaixi has attempted to return to China's mainland to visit his aging parents, both Uyghur intellectuals. But he was unable to make the trip. He says he feels sad to be in exile and not be able to see his parents. And he is sad that the situation in Xinjiang has become so violent.
Uyghur people are committing suicide these days. When they decide to take their own life, they want to take a few Chinese together with them. It's a very sad fact. Yes, it may keep happening.
I'm Katie Weaver.